Good evening and hello and welcome everyone to Thinkers Challenge. Our show is to just share inspiration about what we've learned, and hopefully something we say might touch you also and help change your life. This evening I thought I would talk about Easter, and I really want to say that both Easter and Christmas often go by without much thought about their spiritual significance. And this is a shame, really, because those two important days that we celebrate should really do something for our spiritual growth. And yet, they are both sort of too much focus on the how much eggs we're going to collect. I don't know even if there's any mention of any Christly significance at all, but we're here to share what this means to us, Easter. I'm happy to have learned so much through Christian Science about both Christmas and Easter that has changed my life. And today I'm going to be reading about a testimony of a particular lady whose teachings has really had such an impact on my life. She does things practically, things that everybody can put into practice. She has lived this, and therefore, when she speaks through this article, it's called Resurrection of Thought, it really made a big impact on me, and I hope that something I share will impress you too. And first of all, you know, today is a great day. Everywhere, everybody I ask, it's a beautiful day. It's spring. And I think the reason why Easter is in spring is because it's a rebirth, a new life. A new life is here. The Christ is resurrected. He's here to teach us how to live the Christly life. We have the Christ, each one of us. No one, there's not a single being that doesn't have this Christ living in their thought. And so we rekindle this holy gift that we are so grateful for. And hopefully it makes some difference in how we live too. So I'm going to start off by reading this article that she wrote, and then we will go on from there. Okay. The article is entitled Resurrection of Thought, and I like it because Easter is really about resurrection, isn't it? But resurrection of what? It's the resurrection of thought. So she all her life she lived as a Christian Scientist, and therefore the most of what I'm going to say is about how we view it in Easter in Christian Science, and how it really can change your life if you're so inclined to use any of the insights that I share. She says this. Her name was Mrs. Evans. She says this, having been brought up in Christian Science, I didn't know much about Ash Wednesday or the 40 days of mourning called Lent. Jesus certainly never taught any such thing. But after I had married, a fine worker in Christian Science explained to me this was something that really needed to be handled, as many in the world believed Lent to be a time of depression. And if you don't handle error, it handles you. I have faithfully done this and seen the truth about this lie. In truth, this is a glorious time, a time of resurrection of thought, to a better understanding of life, a better understanding of the Christ. It's not 40 days of mourning. It's a time of rising in thought, of thanking God for every bit of good we've had all year, of helping our fellow man to rejoice and lifting our thought to God. We never for a moment fall into the negativity of crucifixion. There is no such thing. There is only the light of truth shining, and it has shined from the very beginning, and it will shine forever. It's shining on every one of us this very moment, and with it comes tremendous blessings. For that, I thank God. God is no respecter of persons. God loves us all. God never deserts anyone who is serving Him and doing the best they know how, who is listening for His voice and seeking to follow the way that God guides him. I don't know what life would be if I didn't have the science and couldn't talk to God this way and know I was getting an answer. Talk to God as your best friend, because He is. If you have a need and you tell Him, God hears you. Then say, Father, Thy will be done. If this is right, I would love to have it. But if it is not, Thy will be done. Show me Your way. God is a loving Father. God is love. And God cares for His beloved children, loves them, and never leaves anyone comfortless. Christian Science is a mighty power, and it can be applied in every situation. Mrs. Eddy discovered this power, which has been here forever, but no one else was spiritually minded enough to see it. Mrs. Eddy, as has been said, was the highest mountain peak, and therefore the first sunbeam came and lit upon her. The light of truth certainly did reach her and showed her the way. I like the thought of Christian Science being the way. It's the way to live. It's a way to avoid trouble. It's a way to overcome disease. It's a way to have a happy life. And it's also a way not to hold on to bad experiences from the past. I was taught a long time ago, when something unfortunate happens, just to know it never happened in mind, divine mind, and to keep knowing it until I felt it was true, and then it was wiped out. There was no memory, no bitterness, no unpleasantness. And when I saw the person with whom that problem had been, it was healed. This is someone's personal experience about what they gleaned from the meaning of the resurrection. Resurrection of thought. So that we don't dwell on the past. So that everything becomes new because this newness is what the Christ's rebirth signifies. Jesus rose from the sepulchre, complete, as if nothing had happened. All the cruelty that supposedly he had suffered, the crucifixion itself, nails in his palm and his feet, sword thrust in his side, none of it could hurt the Christ, because when he came again, he was whole, as if nothing had ever touched him. This is why in Christian Science we do not believe in death, because nothing can touch the Christ spirit. Nothing can, you know, kill it. It is here forever. And this, taken into our hearts and trusted, does much. There is another short article that I'd like to read to also help us to put it in practice. I like the practicality of all these. And what I'm sharing now is called the 3 C's and E. It's a practical way of living the Christ, a practical way of really putting into practice what you know about Christ. And again, this is by Mrs. Evans, another article by her, and it goes like this. Several years ago, a wise worker gave me an idea that had been most helpful to her in furthering the cause of Christian Science. She called it the 3 C's and an E. It's a very helpful way of keeping ourselves on the right path. The 3 C's and E are confidence, courage, consistency, and expectancy. The first C is confidence, which is the dictionary defines as a firm belief, trust, reliance. Through the study of Christian Science, we gain a firm belief in an assurance of God's love and of His power to care for His creation. We learn that we can trust Him under all circumstances and rely on His power to deliver us, no matter how severe the problem may be. The second C, courage, is defined as facing and dealing with anything recognized as dangerous, difficult, or painful. As we gain confidence, we find courage to stand, even if the night sometimes seems dark, and to continue to stand no matter what lie error claims is true. As we face and deal with the lie, it fades into its native nothingness. Science and Health, the Christian Science textbook, assures us that error is a coward before truth. The third C, consistency, is defined as holding always the same principles or practice, consistent behavior. Consistency is refusing to go up and down with error. It isn't declaring the truth 1 minute and then losing it by declaring something negative or ungodly the next minute. The consistent man is the trustworthy man. The 3 C's are a very important part of being healed and in knowing God better. However, the E is what brings it about. And that is the expectancy, defined as that which will wait for, anticipate, and look forward to good occurring. As I meet people and look into their eyes, I can tell those who are expecting that God will take care of them and those who are not. Interesting, isn't it, how error tries to fool us, to have us not expect that God will heal us. He's healed us in the past. Is He going to stop being God all of a sudden and not care for us now? Of course not. But you know that's one of the devil's old tricks, to make us forget all the good that God has given you over the years, and to have you think this present problem is so bad, I guess it's too much to ask of God. Or to declare, I've made too many mistakes. I'm not good enough to be healed. Why should God hear my prayers? That's the talk of the devil. Of course you deserve every good thing, because you belong to God, as does every other child of His. No one is left out of His love. Confidence, courage, consistency, most necessarily qualities of thought combined with expectancy. Do I expect that God will answer my prayers? Sometimes we are tested. Sometimes we need to prove that we love and trust God and that we believe what we are declaring and are not just talking about it. Talk is cheap. It's been said, it's what in your heart that counts. In the application of the three C's and an E, we have the solution to every problem. Christian Science tells us that the God principle is omnipresent and omnipotent. God is everywhere. And nothing apart from Him is present or has power. Why not try the three C's and an E and see the wonderful changes that will take place in your life? You deserve all the good God has for His children. Claim it as your own now. This is all I have to say tonight. I will just read a very short, very short thing that Mrs. Eddy read on Christmas, on Easter, to her church members in 1902. She said this: "May this glad Easter morn find the members of this dear church having a pure peace, a fresh joy, a clear vision of heaven here, heaven within us, and an awakened sense of the risen Christ." Thank you so much for coming. I hope something I have shared makes a difference for you. We hope to see you again next week. Have a great Easter day with gladness and joy in your heart. We'll see you next week, and bye for now.